Blog Talk Radio.
Kobe Paul. Gloria, Gloria, that's all right. 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 Gloria, Gloria, that's all right.
Deeper than a mound, what we're talking about. Taking you on home, cause you're up in our zone. We'll be sitting music on the telephone. We won't change our tone. We're gonna tell it, tell it.
Y'all gonna be listening to Glorious Gospel Vibes right here with Globy Pope in the house. We got Sister Vanda's Peppercorn in the house. We're gonna have Dr. Philip Deuce. I'm telling y'all, right now we having some technical difficulties trying to get on the air, but let me tell you, let me tell you, let me tell you. Y'all know what we're gonna be talking about today, don't you? Do you know what we're gonna be talking about today? Well, we're gonna be talking about church. Church. Do y'all know anything about the church? Well, we have been having some problems with black churches. And most of the time when we're dealing with black churches, we can't keep it real. I don't understand what's going on. So listen, all of y'all that I've been asking to tune in, if you can tune in today, because I'm telling you, today is the day that we're going to have us all talking about black churches. But before we get started, wait a minute, Sister Vanda's Peppercorn is in the house. You know, we all been going a little cuckoo with these technical difficulties with the broadcast. But Sister Vanda's Peppercorn is in the house. Sister Vanda, how you been doing today, darling?
How's everybody doing this beautiful day? I've been just waiting to get on the air because I just want to talk about my hood. What are we going to be talking about today? So today is going to be something else. I just tell you, I know what's going to happen. Today is going to be something else because I found out that we're going to be talking about the church. And you know what? If I'm talking about the church, baby, it's going to be for real. It's going to be for real. Y'all don't know about that. Y'all don't know about it, but you're going to find out about it today. Yes, sir. So you go ahead and handle your business. Handle your business.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to handle my business. Look here, before we get started, we're going to play us a little something right here. It's a mind thing because, you know, it's a mind thing the way things be going on sometimes. You know that? Glory Pope in the house right here on Glorious Gospel Vibe. Let's do this.
All you get to do is do it.
Do it.
All you get to do is do it. There is really nothing to it. Get in your mind to serve the Lord with all your heart. Because that's the first place that you'll have for your heart.
All you get to do is do it. There is really nothing to it. Get in your mind to serve the Lord with all your heart. Cause that's the first place that you'll have to be part.
Lift your hand up. Do you remember what you said now? You said to be his warrior, his conqueror. What was it for? You should never enough.
Stop playing. Give up your back. Stop hating.
His love is true. I'm telling you. His dream is true. Don't let your mind be tricked.
All you need to do is do it. There is really nothing to it.
just want to encourage you, remind you the best is still yet to come.
I know the plans that I have for you, plans to prosper, nothing harm you. And although you may think that your time has passed, God's only saving the best for last. Your future greater than your past.
I know the plans that I have for you.
I like it when you say
it. Plans to prosper.
Say it like
nothing
that.
Nothing harm yeah. you.
And although you may think
that your
time has the best for last, your future greater than
my sister Yolanda Adams.
Yeah.
Lawrence in the house right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes with your host, Evangelist Globy Pope. Sister Evangelist Peppercorn is in the house. Y'all know, let me tell you something. We got some people.
Wait. Wait, just hold it up. Can we have Miss D? Where Miss D and Dr. Deuce? Because it's going to be a problem with me because we know we're going to be talking about some black churches and stuff, and they need to, and no one hears about no locations and stuff. Because the Lord says, be on time. Be on time, Jesus. Be on time, Jesus.
Yeah, they're on location.
No, that's a mess. Oh, praise the Lord. I'm glad I'm on the air. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Ain't that fun?
Anyway, we're going to say some prayers before we get started. We've been praying some music, playing music. We try to get the people in the mood to hear some good stuff. We're going to talk about black churches, and I want y'all to pee. You know, y'all can email me, or you can call in today right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. You can call 347-324-5839. We could talk about this in the black churches, the people that who know what's going on or don't know what's going on. If you got any questions or comments, please give us a call at the station right here. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. But we're going to pray right now. Heavenly Father, Father, we just thank and praise you for the many blessings that you have bestowed upon us, O Lord. Father, we thank you for all of our listeners that's listening to Glorious Gospel Vibes right now. We thank you for blessing our broadcast, Lord God, that the stats are steady going, and we are so grateful and thankful. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for all the hosts that's here and all the ones that couldn't make it. Father, we thank you for all that you are doing because, Lord, we believe in our spirits that you are doing new things in our lives. As long as we trust and believe, Lord God, that you are and you will do exactly what you said you would do. Let your promises be free in us, Lord God, and let the Holy Spirit dwell readily in us. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Oh, bless the Lord. I tell you, God is a good God. Lord, we want to talk about it's time that the black churches get back to having black church. Now, we're not trying to, we're not racist. I don't want to get y'all twisted up or nothing like that. But it seemed like as time went on, things began to change. And, you know, even changing everybody's life. Everybody's life has changed, especially with the pandemic and all the things that's going on and the things that's not going on in our lives. And even makes you, some of us feel depressed, like things just didn't matter no more, or God not paying us any attention anymore. Oh, I know how I feel. I know how I feel because even with the radio broadcast, I felt a little like things wasn't reaching where I wanted it to go, but I cannot stop to keep going because I believe in my heart that God has placed me in a position to get word out, to make people laugh, to encourage them, to uplift them the best that I can. And I believe in your life today, whatever it is that you have asked God to do for you, don't stop believing. Don't stop believing that it will take place. Because God says, and you know, it's a realm of suddenly coming about. And that suddenly can come like that with God, right? Like that. And when he rains down his blessings shall be overflowing because I know you've been waiting on him. He knows you've been waiting on him. And God is a good God. He's the father of us all, whether we know it or not. Excuse me. So even though we think what God has called us to do is a small little thing, a little small thing. I remember a friend of mine and a good author, Elizabeth George, she said a few things, and I want to quote what she said. She said, it was just an insignificant sin. What's the big deal? Have you caught yourself thinking this? It is tempting to overlook your sins when those around you are dismissive and smaller transgressions. It's just one TV program, one date with an unbeliever, one more small debt. But small things matter. And when you say, what's the harm, consider whether you are choosing to be faithful or disobedient. Does your choice make you God's friend or the world's friend? What kinds of choices have you made today, this week, this month? What's the pattern of those choices? James 4:4 strikes a warning you can't ignore. It says, do you know? Or do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Turn your eyes on Jesus. Be consumed with God's word, utterly absorbed in him. So I want to pray, Heavenly Father, I humbly seek to live for you. Grant me the grace to do that. Unveil those transgressions that I have allowed to be a part of my daily life. I desire an unwavering and uncompromised friendship with you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Small things matter, sister. Small things matter, brother. It's a change that's about to take place in your life. And if it hasn't already changed already, stand on that change and ride it like the wind. Leandra Johnson says change is fine.
I don't know your story or all the things you've been through. I stand here to encourage you, to tell you it's not the end. You just hold down your change. Now everything you've been through was only to test you. So I stand here to encourage you, to tell you it's not the end. You just hold out your change.
About that, yeah, that's how you it's in the song. Rah, rah, you know, you gotta put that rah rah in there. You know, this, you know, I like to know she's on that song, she's on that song, baby. I'm trying to tell y'all something. Y'all don't know about that, y'all don't know about that because that's what you saw the black church sing. Y'all don't know about that. See, but I'm gonna bring it back to you, black church singing. We y'all, you know, in the world, y'all, African American, whatever you want to call us, because we'll tear church down because we love to praise the Lord. Now, you're right about that. I tell you, God, woo, I tell you, one thing I do know, in the time that I have been a black, what we call African American, a black human being, when we praise God, the angels have to move out of the way because we're going to tear down something. Lately, the last year or so, well, more than that, I say the last 3 years, let's put it like last 3 years, it's been a different spirit lingering in the realm of praising God in church. We got the Word of Faith churches, we got in other churches, and I know about Word of Faith because I'm Word of Faith. But my thing is, it's a change. It seems like we just going to have a little, you know, we're trying to mix it up, you know, trying to make it, you know, make everybody feel comfortable. But like I said, when we really praise God and usher in the Holy Spirit, God has a chance to really move like he wants. When we hold back and sit up in church and we're going to try to let everybody else feel comfortable. We got people in there that ain't even comfortable because they really don't want to be in church. They're trying to get some Holy Ghost. They're trying to find out what the Holy Ghost is about. They're trying to find some kind of spirit to change their lives. But we're going to cater to their spirit instead of catering to what the Holy Spirit is trying to usher into our realm of service. So I'm just feeling like, okay, I mean, the word is there. The word is there. But, you know, you be wanting to feel a little something. You know, they used to say, well, you know, we sing and we praise God and we have praise service and we usher in the Holy Ghost to get ready for the word of God to come forth. That's been a while. That's been a real while. No,
That's been some years. Has anybody been doing that? I ain't been to church. I go to church. And then I'll see the pastor come out trying to find where he at. Because he don't know. He's looking at the audience and he's listening. Where is the Holy Ghost here? Who is all these people? They just staring at me waiting for me to mess up. That's what it looks like.
And you don't know just how they may feel. Boy, whew. Holy, holy, holy. So I'm just trying to figure out what is really going on. When is church going to get back to church? Because they have a promise. Oh, it ain't no jerking. You ain't got to do all that jerking. You ain't got to do all that hollering. You ain't got to do all that. Whatever you feel like doing, if you feel something in the spirit, why you can't holler? Why you can't praise God? Why you can't stomp your feet? Why you can't clap your hands? Why you can't shout out hallelujah? Because you are grateful for what God has brought you through and what he's done for you. Why? I don't understand. What direction are you going? Woo. Anyway, it's something else. I'm baffled. So if anybody got anything else to say and add to this, because we're going to be adding to it all during the broadcast, call in 347-324-5839 right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. We're trying to figure out what is going on. But do you know the Lord? Don't you know he wants you to praise him? Come on, Lord. Here's it. Tell him. You want to tell him.
Oh,
God want to see you happy. He want to see you smiling. He want to see you rejoicing in him. Oh, don't not go to these churches. They're telling y'all don't move, don't blink. You got to listen to every word because you can't get happy. You can't get be joyful. I wasn't raised like that. And I tell you, I love the Lord with my whole heart, and I get it. I've got it. I hear the word. I hear the word, and I can feel that word. What y'all talking about? It's all right to praise the Lord. Because we just done got into some kind of realm of just stay still, don't say nothing. Let's play these little soft songs and sing a little soft song, and then you go into the word. And people be sitting there with their head falling back, sleep, slobbing all out their mouth. They don't care nothing about what the word is saying. And you could go, they can leave church today. And this morning, I tell you, you can leave church and say, look here, what did the pastor preach about? What did he say? Say? Oh, wait a minute, let me think. They don't do that. Wait a minute. I think he was saying something about God. Come on, man. We go to church so that we can learn and be filled with the word so that we can go tell the next person, because that's what we're supposed to be doing out here in this world. We're supposed to be drawing God's people to him. Drawing. That's what Jesus told us to do when he left here. He said, go out into all the world and preach the gospel. So what is going on? He didn't say go out into all the world and act scared, act fearful. Don't say nothing. Hold back. Hold your feelings back. Don't say nothing in church. You better not say nothing. Come on. We used to tear church up. We used to say, praise the Lord, hallelujah, shout. If we feel like getting happy, we got happy. And some people don't know what happy is. What is happy? What you mean when you say happy? I was happy when I came to church. Okay. Well, you so happy, tell the next person how happy you are so they can get happy. Because you find somebody that may be down in there and depressed and make them happy. We can't even do that. We leave our church. Soon somebody tap our car. We ready to tap something. Oh yeah. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. So let's get happy. Tasha Cobb's in the house. Let her tell you about it. Getting happy.
make me whole. You take the pain away. I'm so in love with you. You make me happy. You make me whole. You take the pain away. I'm so in love with you.
with the Holy Spirit of God is where I belong. Do you know, without the Holy Spirit, it's kind of hard just to be so happy, because he knows everything about you. He knows every desire. He knows everything that you've ever done and everything that you're going to ever do. And he wants to bring you to a place where you can be have gladness in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit. And it's him, the Holy Ghost, who Jesus left here for us to direct our paths, to teach us, to guide us, to lead us into every good and perfect thing. It's the Holy Spirit. Some of us don't even know. Some of us say we got the Holy Spirit, but they don't really know if they have it. They doubt. They got doubt in their minds. They don't know. I believe in Jesus, but I don't feel this Holy Spirit that people are talking about. I don't feel this change in me to where I feel happy. I feel joyful. I feel uplifted. I feel encouraged. I don't feel it. Well, let me tell you something today. If you would like to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit this day, I'm going to lead you into prayer. And all you got to do after prayer is shout hallelujah and wait on the Holy Ghost to show up and show out. And he could change you. He can bring you into your tongues, or he can bring you into a different mindset to where you know that you got the Holy Spirit within you. You got a change in you. You're going to feel it. You're going to see it in yourself, in your mind. You're going to visualize it, imagine it. That this is the day that you receive the Holy Ghost. Oh, some say Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost, same thing, same thing. So I'm going to pray with you right now for all of those that want to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit in their spirit. Oh, it's something you just can't. You can't sit still. That's what we used to say. Why you got to be moving, jumping? Sometimes there's a warning or warring in the spirit between good and bad. It could be. But I'm telling you, after I get through, guess who's going to win? The Holy Ghost is going to win. That's who's going to win. And you're going to feel joy. Watch it. So, y'all ready? Okay. Dear Father. Dear Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the most exciting gift on earth, and that's the gift of salvation. But Lord Jesus, you promised us another gift. You promised us the gift of the Holy Spirit. So I ask you, Lord Jesus, to baptize me with the Holy Spirit, just as you baptized your disciples on the day of Pentecost. Everyone listen to my voice right now. I'm speaking to the Holy Ghost, and I'm asking him right now, and that Jesus has left a spirit here, and he has left the best thing that you could ever have. So I'm praying on your behalf. I want to be a disciple of yours, Lord, filled with the Holy Spirit, just as your disciples were. I will try to do what you tell me to do. I forgive all those who have ever caused me pain, harm, rejection, or shame, and I ask you to forgive them. I ask you, Lord God, to forgive me for holding a judgment against them. Breathe on your Holy Spirit. Breathe on me, your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. I will lift up my hands unto the Lord, worshiping you and praising you with all my heart in the spirit, giving thanks, praise, and glory to you forever and ever and ever in the name of Jesus. And at this time, Father, I just want to say thank you for all that received that Holy Spirit today. Thank you, Lord, that you have done a wonderful thing, a beautiful thing, because that's who you are, Father. Thank you, Lord, that you will grant to all of us according to the riches of your glory to be strengthened with power through your Holy Spirit in our inner man, so that Christ may dwell in our hearts and through faith, and that we have been rooted and grounded in love, we may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth, the length, and the height, the depth, and to know the love of Christ, which surpasses knowledge, that we may be filled up to all the fullness of God. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, today and forevermore, amen, amen, and amen. And today you walk in the newness of life in the Holy Spirit of God. Receive it. Begin to shout hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, he loves you. He loved you first. Before anybody loved you, he loved you. And he has prepared a time for you. He has prepared blessings for you. He has prepared everything that is good for you. Remember, he first loved you right here on Glorious Gospel Heights.
Wonderful joy.
Oh, bless the Lord. Glory Pope in the house. Oh, Lord, I tell you, he's the first one who loved me. Holy, holy, holy. He's the first one who loved me. And he still loves me to this day, regardless of what I've done. He has blessed me with the Holy Spirit that leads and guides me to all truth. And he lets me know when I've done something wrong. I feel a little vexing spirit. I know that I done did something wrong. And that's the good thing about the Holy Ghost. He lives in you and he lets you know. He lets you know when you done messed up. And then you repent and you get, hey, get right back up on the road, straight and narrow. Stay right there. Stay right there. If you slide, don't worry about it. Pray, ask God to forgive you and keep moving, because he has blessed us with the gift of not only the Holy Ghost, but he has blessed us with grace. Oh, and because he went on that cross and died, took all of our sins away, we have a chance. We have hope. We have hope. The grace that he has blessed us with, that's a beautiful gift. So, back to the church. Don't be afraid to praise the Lord. The Holy Ghost is going to have a good time in you. And don't you be afraid to praise him. You praise him like you lost something. You can praise him like you're gaining something. You praise him like you lost something. You lost the bad stuff and picked up all the good, because you picked up something that's better than anything that you can walk with in this earth. And that's God, Jesus, and his Spirit. So I'm telling you, back in the day, we used to praise God in church, and they had this old song used to call, he's worthy. He's always worthy. He's worthy to do everything good for you. And you depend on him and believe in him, ain't nothing like him. So I want to play a little bit of that. New Jersey Man's Cry. That's back in the old day. I'm bringing it all the way. I'm pulling the throwback back up.
Word.
don't be ashamed to praise the Lord, baby. I told y'all we was going to have some happy time here today. Woo! Get up and shout and say hallelujah because God been good to you. He has healed your body. You don't have no corona. What you talking about? You walking, you using your legs, you're touching, you got hands, you're tasting your food, you're seeing all the beautiful colors and the beautiful trees and everything God has created. What? You can hear the sound of my voice. Oh, yes, you are blessed and highly favored of God. Oh, my goodness, it's a good day. It's a good day. Every day is a good day. Whew. And for all of you all that don't know, I've never experienced God, and you really want to. You don't know anything about it. Just repeat this after me. You're going to have prayer, the prayer of salvation today. You're going to be saved today. Heavenly Father, I want to be saved and come into the fullness of you. I know I have sinned in my life, and I ask that you forgive my sins. In the name of Jesus, I confess now with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe it in my heart that God raised him from the dead. And I ask that Jesus come into my heart, creating me the kind of person you, Father, would have me to be. And I just want to say thank you for this wonderful gift. And now I know I am saved. You saved today, baby. You know what? You go for, you get to get into you a Bible teacher in church and you get to going, I tell you, because God is worthy to do everything he said he was going to do. He is your God. He is your God all the time. From now on, you got somebody to go to. Yes, your Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. And I say, he's worthy. We're going to go on out of here today. We'll see you next week. Sister Baptist, I say, you're going to be good night. Don't you? Ha! Hey! Good night. See y'all next week. We're going to be back in the house doing what we do. Bring it on. Have a blessed day.